I'm going to call the meeting to order. So good evening, everybody. I am calling to order our Finance Committee regular meeting to order at 7:15. It's May 21st, 2026. And we have present members of the Finance Committee. We have Rodney Fournier for Selectman. David Coles is absent, going to an award dinner for himself. Congratulations to him. He's in some young, up-and-coming young engineer award, I believe. So congratulations to him. And then we have present members at large, myself, Ross Lally, Tyler Egner, and Melissa Wieland. And then we have from Board of Education, we have present Ben Davies, Danae Johnston, and let's see who else we got. We have David Caruso, our superintendent of schools. And I am looking online. I don't see Mr. Rupert. I think he is away, if I recall. Yeah,
I don't think he'll make it.
Yep. And we have Mary Johnston, our board clerk. And we have Stephanie Smigala, who is our interim CFO. So I think I covered all the dignitaries. And then I will move on to public comment and public participation. So if there's any members of the public online, because we do not have anybody in the room from the public. So if there's anybody online, you may unmute yourself and express any comments. You see Kelly and Brett. Does not look like anybody is unmuting themselves. So I will move on to approval of minutes. And we have a number of these, so let's just do each one in turn. So I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of April 21, 2026 from our public hearing and special meeting. To accept that as is, do I have the motion?
So moved.
So a motion made by Tyler Egner. Do I have a second?
Okay.
I'll give it to Rodney. We had a fight over the second, and Rodney Fournier seconded it. So any discussion?
Is the time on there accurate? It says a 9 p.m. start time.
Actually, it is because it was after. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the time that I started.
Yes, it was a late night.
Yes. Are we still on April 21st?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do we need to make another motion for the 21st? Or what are we?
No,
I forget where we're at.
We're just
this is our discussion.
No, this is discussion. It's very quiet. I'm just looking for a quiet discussion.
What do we need to do?
We need to say something. We have to say it. You say that there's.
Yeah, I'm ready to
either have, we can approve of hearing. Okay, then I will go on to my usual.
All
no comments or discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions, just me. So it passes by those members, voting members present and who are not abstaining. So let's move on to the meeting minutes for our public hearing and special meeting of April 28, 2026. I'll entertain a motion to approve those as is.
So moved.
Okay, motion made by Tyler Egner. Do I have a second?
Well, second.
Seconded by Melissa Wieland. Discussion.
Silence.
Nothing jumped out at me.
Silence is golden as long as at some point somebody either says something they want changed or says we're done with waiting. And again, just mostly check to make sure we got everything is lines up because it's a history of what we are doing with the budget this year.
I'm moving on to the next one. So
you're all set.
I don't have any comments.
No
comments. So I'm hearing no comments. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I abstain. Motion passes. And there are no nays, I presume, since everybody said yes. And then let's go on to the minutes of our May 7th meeting for budget adoption. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes as is?
So moved.
Motion made by Tyler Egner. Do I have a second?
Second.
Again, seconded by Melissa Whelan. So discussion.
Discussion? Anyone? No?
No, good.
Brad?
No, no comments here.
Okay.
Danae, you good, Ben? Good. Hearing no discussion comments, then I will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? I will abstain, so the motion passes. Let's go on to our last set of minutes for our May 12th, 2026 special meeting.
This was easy.
Yeah.
I'll make it, I'll so moved. I'll second it too.
Yeah.
Motion made by Rodney Fournier, seconded by somebody other than Rodney.
I'll second.
Seconded by Melissa Whelan.
This was pretty brief and straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Discussion?
No discussion here.
Not seeing any. Dave, Ben, you're set?
Set.
Okay. No discussion then. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? I abstain.
I abstain also for that vote. I was at a dance recital.
Okay. So two abstentions on that. There's Ben Davies and me. And then the others were all yays. So we can now move on to our regular agenda. So move on to our regular agenda for our tax collection summary. So
do you want me to share?
If you would share your screen, Stephanie, and we'll take it from there.
I do. I just when I find them, I'm forgetting it. So, but yeah, I struggle with it. Okay. So, starting with our monthly tax collector summary, in aggregate, we've collected $19,937,713. That's the column second from the right. Which represents 101.3% versus plan. So strong collection there. We have had some refunds we do typically every year, which are pretty standard, typically overpayments or kind of changes in assessment or purchases or sales of vehicles, things like that. So that's pretty standard, but pretty good collection rate. At this point in the year, and don't anticipate, any issues for the balance of the year. And I also have the historical collection rates by month at the bottom. So just a quick call out for all of these reports, you'll see or notice a new format this month, still a work in progress. So if you see anything you'd like modified, let me know. But I think this view at the bottom here is a little bit cleaner than what we've had historically.
I was going to say, just to follow up with what Stephanie was saying, we're looking at redoing all these reports, so your feedback will be very much appreciated if you see any changes. Because Stephanie and I looked at it, we felt some of the challenge we had, you know, we've talked about lack of forecasting. The way that the budget information was presented, it in some ways led us to do things in a certain way. So we're trying to make more of a dashboard approach that we have some forecasting in it, and that it also just presents the information without sort of directing us in a particular direction, so that it encourages more free discussion on things. So again, it's not going to all happen at once, because Stephanie's and I were talking about, she's got things to fix from the past and then stuff to do going forward and prioritizing it. So as we go through, just again, your comments will be greatly appreciated.
And the last thing I'll call out on this one is, if you notice the first row, that's property, personal property and real estate taxes at 101.39. Motor vehicle lags behind that 95.42%, which is pretty standard for it to fall behind there. So just wanted to call that out. Any questions?
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Yeah.
Moving on to the next page, this is a monthly revenue summary through April. So there's a lot of numbers on the page here. What I'll point you to is the fourth column from the left, our actual to-date revenues for the total general fund is $23,711, $711,850. Which has a positive variance to the adopted budget of 100.82%. Most of that is carried by the taxes. You can see in the top section, $255,683 positive variance to the budget. And then as you carry further down the page, you can see some areas where we have pockets where we're lighter than plan. Some of that's just timing and as expected at this point in the year. Others I'm starting to dig into a little bit to understand, you know, is it something that we've expected and we haven't gotten yet? But things I'm trying to get up to speed on.
I take it the tuition is either Choice or Columbia. Tuition.
Yes. I believe that. The case, but I can confirm.
I mean, I think some of the observations you just made, Stephanie, also just well, when we look at the expenditures, it's the same deal there, because yeah. There's some cases there we just have spent less overall, but you know, and others it's based on timing.
Yeah. Like I know for the building official services, that one's just, we haven't billed for the last quarter of the year yet. That's about the amount that we expect to get. Same thing with the building official fees. Those are actually over. And then there was one other item I think we're waiting on. The assessor, the shared services assessor, that's equal to the amount for that we'll receive in the last quarter. Any questions? So pretty strong story. Property taxes, as expected, tend to carry the day here.
Mm-hmm. What's in miscellaneous revenue? That came in pretty significantly higher than expected.
That's typically, I know a few things flow through there. One of them being our recycling rebate revenue, although that's pretty minimal. I don't recall what else is flowing.
But also like trash permitting fees and things.
I think that's selectmen fees.
Okay.
That flows through the selectmen fees line.
All right.
I can get more information on what else is in there, but yeah.
Which line was that?
Miscellaneous revenue. So it's in the last section, kind of halfway down. So we've We have 26,939 year to date versus $12,000 budget. So there's positive performance there. Any questions? Next page is a continuation of our revenue summary. This one covers the Board of Education grants. We are a little bit behind plan. So actual to date revenue is $724,133, about 82.96% to plan. This is something I plan to connect with CASAL on just to understand a little bit more about, is this, expected? Do we expect to receive additional grant funds in the last couple months here? Just want to wrap my arms around this one a little bit more.
Oh, there you go. She's the one who got those answers.
She's
the one who would have those answers.
Yeah.
Still positive performance on the choice grant, though. Just positive call out there. And then town aid roads have positive performance versus plan at $265,359. Any questions?
Keep pointing out the good things.
Next up, are the expenditures year to date. So fourth column over from the left captures our total expenditures year to date. This is through April at $5,332,824 and a penny. So we've spent about 76.58% of our budget up to this point. Continue to monitor departments pretty closely. Jim and I sent a email out to all the department heads, asked them to be diligent in their spend for the last couple of months, making sure they're only spending on items that are needed for operations, just so we can make sure to carry a positive fund balance into next year. And then asked folks to make sure they're closing out POs if they don't need them. And then something else we're doing every 2 weeks now after AP is sending out a department level expenditure report to each department head. So not something they were getting before, but allows them to maintain visibility to what they have remaining in their budget.
Track their budgets.
And so
part of the reason for this is also to see if we have any unexpended funds that we can contribute to reducing next year's budget.
Yeah.
So is this just so far what you just mentioned for Board of Selectmen?
Yes, this is fine. Yep.
So then I would ask, are you, David, if you're doing anything similar on the school side?
As far as?
Asking people to control their expenditures, because I went through last year's part of a drill for another purpose. I went through and did a spreadsheet where I took all of Jill's information for the previous fiscal year. This is FY 2025, 24 rather. And I did notice that both the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education tend to have increases in spending at the end of the year. And I don't know how much of that is just cyclical, but it was, fairly noticeable, as though that there might be some money to spend money that's left over in the budgets on both sides. So again, this is why, we're looking at it on the, the Board of Selectmen side. And I'm wondering, if there's similar efforts on your side, if you could talk to those. Or
yeah,
we can
so the
have
conversation since we started the budget season were around purchasing things that we absolutely needed. And, not if we were to expend less in one account than we typically would, the directive or the conversations are around kick that money back and not just spend it because you have it. I would say some of that spending at the end of the year may be occurring because a lot of end of year events, award ceremonies, things like that. So there's a lot of
Well, that's legitimate because I mean it's cyclical. So yeah, I'm trying to distinguish.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I again, this is my first spring, but I believe Superintendent Hecht also had the same practice of not spending down your accounts just to spend them down at the end of the fiscal year. So I don't anticipate that happening. But I do know that the cyclical time of year, with it being mid late spring, with all the performances and award ceremonies, trips, all those things, that I could see why there would be a bump in spending.
Okay. Right. So I'm trying to do is just make sure that we can distinguish between things that are cyclical, which are legitimate. They just happen at the end of the year because there's award ceremonies and so forth that schools do that Board of Selectmen don't necessarily do. So that's why I just wanted to distinguish that part of it from the fact that you also are working with your staff to make sure they're not spending if they don't have to.
Correct. We try, we do our best to make sure that our teachers, our staff get what they need. And so if there's funds left over, they're encouraged to return those funds and not just use them up because they're going to come back to them next year anyways. So, and to my knowledge, they've been really good about that in the past. And so it's great to happen this year also.
So the Board of Selectmen this year is going to be kind of forced by a mandate to buy voting machines times four.
We may or may not. We're waiting to hear from
the
Secretary of State. So that's what I was going to say. You will see that there's still money for the elections department in here. Part of it's going to get spent down by the referendum. So you're going to see about another, well, this is through April. So you haven't seen May yet through. So May, you'll see one referendum is worth about $4,500 and you'll have three more of those in June.
Right.
So that'll take care of about, $16,000 to $20,000, which leaves money to, if we, depending on what the Secretary of State says.
See, this is where the balance comes in. We would prefer use that money on
I want to do that, which is why, I know, which is why when Jim and I had that conversation about, I'd rather spend it now because it's there. But by the same token, we got those referenda. If we have to do a recount for any one of those, that's another almost as much as each referendum.
Right.
And with the gap in the votes right now, there's not going to be a problem. But if it's 0.5%, which with, you got 1,000 people coming out, so 1% of that's 10. So you have to have at least a 5 or 6 vote margin, so we don't have to do a recount. Mm-hmm. And so we're playing it by ear.
Right.
Plus, all the towns have been pressuring the Secretary of State to please define this stuff.
Right.
What's the impact of the new changes? Yeah, we said by the end of May. Because she was going to say, oh, we'll have it ready by July or August. And there was a lot of pushback from the registrars. Like, we can't wait. We got to know for this year's budget. Makes sense.
They're nice people like that, try to lead you on.
No, but I mean, last year, we did figure out towards the end, we were able to give, $10,000, $15,000 because we knew that we're not going to spend it.
Right.
Just because we didn't have to do a recount or have either a recount, they call it a re-canvas or an audit, so the money was available. Yeah, I hope we don't have to, because the voting machines, they're $6,000 each, and then it's also a
And you need four of them, right?
We would need four, looks like, at the moment.
That's why.
What's the life cycle like on one of those?
With the last ones, we got 25 years out of them. Well, they're falling apart. And they weren't made anymore, and they were
$1,000 a year.
No, I think. And did we carry them next year's
budget? Amortized, it's not that much, but up front it's a lot, and then it's about another $1,000 in maintenance associated with maintenance costs associated with those machines per year, which is ongoing. So,
What does the pay cycle look like for the police? Because is it a bulk payment or something? Because there's less than 1% expended.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was going to call out. So the last four columns of the sheet showcase how much of the budget we've expensed for this year and then the last 3 years. So the lowest, as you point out, is police. That's invoiced in late May. That one I checked in on. Probably something I'll look to see if we can get sooner, but that is expected shortly.
100% payment in May? Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes
okay.
as one invoice. And then... And
that wouldn't be an encumbered... It's not encumbered yet, huh?
No, I...
It kind of is.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, looking at...
Even if you divide it by months. And
yeah.
Spends 10 of them because they don't bill us until July or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to look at kind of how we're treating that. And then the other two departments we're keeping an eye on are highways and then town building operations. You can see that those are a bit higher this year than in past years, primarily due to the harsh winter we had. And so the, you know, overtime and extra effort there.
So going back to the state police payments, so Rodney, so effectively, they bill us the beginning of the next fiscal year for the previous fiscal year.
Right. So in theory, it is already encumbered.
Yes.
They just haven't billed us.
Mm.
So, right. You know, if you put it in that column with an asterisk next to it or something, you wouldn't be looking at a 199. You're looking at
right.
599.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And so, for visual effects, it might be a little more.
So it's not like technically encumbered because it would right. fall in that column if it was in the system. Yes,
but you don't want to add a column.
No, I'm saying we have an encumbrance column right. and that pulls what's encumbered in the system. So that's what I wanted to look at is.
Should this be encumbered in the system?
Right.
Yes. Another question for Stephen. Now that you got his phone number. She didn't have his phone number. We got him to call her on her cell phone. So now we do. Stephen is our auditor.
He said he wanted to talk, so, right?
Yes.
Any other questions? Move on. Budget transfers. We'd like to give visibility to the Finance Committee of all the budget transfers requested for the month. Not all of these are those required to be approved by you all, but just want to make sure you have visibility. One of the things I'm thinking about is creating a version of this that gives the year-to-date view just instead of rather than just the month.
Yeah,
so
that would be helpful.
Yes.
And how would you folks want that broken down? Do you want it by
month,
total
month?
By month? And then do you want to know which departments or how, what information? Oh, yeah.
I think you got to experiment with that one.
Yeah,
that's I'm just asking for any additional input.
It changes all over the place where it comes from and where it goes, depending on the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say monthly total.
Yeah, monthly total, good start.
It will almost be like this with departments and then what they've shifted, but how do you make it from which department?
Yeah, that's going to be different all over time.
And then you won't see the detail. It's all going to get grouped together or zeroed out. So I'll play around with the format, but I do think more aggregate view makes sense. And you can see the largest one there is to repairs and maintenance and town building operations. That's kind of
just house in
the function. It is. It's I use the presentation template their budget.
It's definitely much more into the artistic effects.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was
I like
a picture on the back side of the page.
I thought so too. We're saving money, we're reusing old paper.
Good job.
So can we keep the budget transferred to a balance, a minimum dollar amount? Because we don't want to see the $6 ones, do we? Or if you
we're going to get it at total, right? We're just going to get a monthly
it would
total.
Be part of the total, right?
Yeah. I don't think.
But I mean, if you had three or four of them with $6 and $30 or whatever, is it?
I mean, but where do you put that cut off? I mean, somebody feel this.
That's right, $200.
Yeah, I think it would be good to see the monthly totals. And would it be helpful to see which.
Just
let's try and start that and we can see what.
I'm just trying to.
Is there a minimum amount that we have to approve by vote?
Yeah,
it's when it crosses departments,
right?
It's what you guys have to approve,
right.
And then the Board of Selectmen. I think it's 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So then like a total and then like the highest ones might make sense.
It's yeah, I don't know how if you have to
Yeah, you
manually
can
pull these things
you can play
over.
around with it and see
Yeah,
kind of
I
what
think I'd be
else.
more interested as to which ones the money was transferred into as opposed to the ones it came out of. Because then
What
you
is
would
the
know
difference
which
between
departments would.
both? Like, where is that pattern coming from? Is it constantly over months and everything coming from this one budget? And you see that pattern over the years, or
Well,
is it
because I know
just
like one of the
overall?
big things is public works is getting there's you know with the folks who do the maintenance and the highway crews, they've got a lot of issues related to the severe weather. So something like that you might come if you see where the transfer is going into, it means these areas are short. So maybe that's a place to start with monthly, you know, what are the monthly totals and where is the money typically being transferred into? Why is there a shortage there?
And it may show us that without replacing the vehicles, the maintenance costs go up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
You might want to
sure.
just understand
That'd
that
be good.
better because I'm
Yeah.
less concerned at the moment with where it's coming from, because that's correcting the fact that somebody had too much, you know, more than was needed by circumstance this year in their budget.
Yeah, for any reason.
Yeah. Because it's just the same reason. It's like you might have been transferring it from the highway department to elsewhere if we didn't have the bad weather.
That's right.
But it's just good to find out what's the pattern, and then you can have an explanation
Right.
for it.
Just trying to make the criteria
Yeah.
a little easier to put together.
Yep.
So
That's
all
all I
this
had
is
on that one.
all set.
Next is interest. So as you can see in April, we did receive less interest, which is as expected, during the spring. Something that we've been discussing is, can we forecast interest and cash balances as well? So something that I'm starting to build out, don't have it quite built out yet, but definitely expected the April kind of drop.
Yeah. And another thing to take a look at too would be when is at some point it pay might pay to change our deal with the bank
Yeah.
so that you're getting a little bit less interest than a larger amount and get, you know, interest rate on a larger amount, but the total amount of interest is more. So that's something that we ought to look at too, that at a certain point it makes sense to change the
Yeah.
deal.
Would it make sense to combine the interest
With their cash balances,
cash
yeah.
balances? Because if you look at it, at least you can put the two together.
Yeah, because I can't do that right now,
I
like you
was just
said.
thinking about that, like some kind of overlay so you can see kind of where we're trending over
Yeah.
5 million, because that's
Right. That would be a
really
big
where we're
help.
getting interest. Yeah, I was thinking that, good suggestion. So yeah, that's kind of all I have on the interest side.
So, do you want to just do the over the 5 million, the part that's getting interest, or the total cash balance? Because then that might help us understand, are you going to get more if you went to the lower rate on the
Yeah,
larger amount?
total cash balance. Leave it to total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, there's a combination chart I could do that captures both
Give it
perspectives
a
if we
try and
wanted
see what
yeah,
happens.
to play around with it.
Like I said, I think it's good, like Rodney suggested, to have the balances in there and we'll play with it like the other stuff, because there's a lot of great things that you're doing. I don't want to drive you crazy with too much either.
Okay.
Most of the stuff moves itself over, right? Here you have to fill it in.
You mean in the report, or you're saying
Yeah,
like,
in the reports.
no, I mean, it comes from the system.
Yeah, okay.
As long as all the
You just change
entries are
the
reported. Yeah, it just kind of we try to. I'm trying to move toward an approach where we're just pulling everything. We think in the past we
yeah,
were had there
all
was nothing.
automated.
Yeah, so
And that's the entire system, right?
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I think last for me, cash balance view by month, comparing FY26 to 25 and 24. This is a slightly different view than we've had previously as well. So similar story as the interest. We do see a drop off in the springtime. Although you can see we're at in 2026 or FY26, less of a drop off from March to April than FY25. That's one thing I wanted to just double check and understand the reason for that in FY25. Someone here might know off the top of their head, but
The Notch Road,
oh,
we had
demolition.
to, yeah, that was a million.
Oh, yeah, that's a big chunk of change. So that's all
Okay.
gone.
Yeah. And that happened in a time frame.
December, the project had completed.
December of.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll be where it goes from 18 to whatever there.
13 and 12.
I think that's a fair shake of there.
Okay. And then you can see that in the beginning of FY26, the reason for the smaller balance there between July and August is the delay in the property tax billing.
Michigan is something to keep in the back of our minds when we're doing any deliberations about, the budget and our other meetings.
So the forecasting that you're building out, are you would it be pulling from the month end like cash balances and then having like what's expected, like
Yeah.
income and expense for the month?
Yep. Yeah. So
Okay.
pulling in, yeah, I started to build out a template that essentially builds out all of the pieces that build up to or lead to the subsequent cash balance. So essentially, I have to back up and forecast like everything in
It's
order to lead to
a
the.
lot because I was trying to do the same thing myself on my own, and there's so I don't have access to the systems like she did, and I was going just from the stuff that Jill had provided us. It's a lot, and then I realized after I do it, I don't have all the information that I needed.
Yeah.
One thing that I did receive the call a call from a, an organization that has a platform to do cash forecasting and also has various debt applications as well. I had an initial discovery conversation with them this week. So still exploring that and obviously yeah, want to be mindful of costs, but potentially something we can look into, assuming it's cost effective to help us with the forecasting so we don't have to do it
Yeah.
manually.
What if you just had an encumbrance category that would include when
Yeah.
it comes in, it goes over.
Yeah.
When we look at it from here, we'd see that in June we know this bill's coming due, and in May this one's coming due.
Oh, encumbrance is in the future for the future months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how it
Yeah.
works, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. And then there's, you know, revenue piece, and then you've got
Right.
not only the bills, but then, you know, grants and when
Right.
are we, you know, expending that?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
And the
there's a
grant.
lot of variables.
Yeah.
And
No.
so you either can, there's multiple ways you can do it. You can do like a bottom-up approach where you're going very granular to build out the forecast, or you kind of do a top-down approach, which kind of takes more liberties and more assumptions. So,
I would suspect that you can find a balance that you can carry every month
yeah.
of 600,000 or 300 every month, just payroll, this and that,
Yeah, yeah,
and just
yeah,
start with that.
yeah,
And then put in your bond payment dates
yeah,
and stuff like that.
yeah. And I think it'll get simpler the more kind of time I've spent with the team and get acclimated to the
Yeah,
town and everything. But,
because that's one of our big challenges, the cash flow piece and the projection, because that would help us know when we want to switch our deal with the bank on the interest rates and so
yeah,
forth like
exactly.
that. And help us actually better to predict what our interest rates
Yeah.
might, the interest income is going to be the next year based on we have a better idea of the patterns of spending.
Yeah.
But I
And
think it's important that it be kind of automatic and not manual,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
because
Yeah.
we don't want to get
It's a
into the
lot of,
manual thing.
plus
But
a lot of work for
yeah.
her.
At the same time, though, it's time well spent. So I'd
Because it
rather
makes you
spend some
learn
time
how all the
there.
pieces fit
And if
together.
we can drive some efficiencies elsewhere, I think it's valuable.
Trust your judgment on the time
Yeah.
spent.
And then we're
Right.
looking at cash management as well. We have quite a few bank accounts, so longer term, does it make sense to consolidate some of those? We have a couple of bank accounts at lower interest rates, so we're looking at transferring those over as well. So we've got a lot of iron to the
lot
fire, so to
of,
speak.
yeah. Well, that's why I say we don't want to over. You and I have talked about it. It's like what are the
Yeah,
priorities?
I'm working on my list now, but we talked about, bringing to this group kind of here's the list, here's kind of maybe a 2 to 3 year plan potentially.
Because this all
You know,
isn't
with
going to
the
get
group.
fixed right away. It's just what's the most critical.
But did want to just, give a shout out to the finance department. Jenna and Lisa are fantastic, very open to my perspective, very talented group of women. And actually something I shared previously with actually Rodney and Jim was Jenna proactively called the vendor because we were getting late fees. And so she reached out to them because we actually got the invoices late. So she got them removed. And it was like, it's small dollars, $50,
It all adds up. It
but it does
does.
add up. So, very excited to see that initiative. And I'll continue to shout them out because I, I'm excited to highlight their
And just
efforts.
from what I've seen, they seem to be excited to be able to help and work with
Oh,
this stuff.
yeah, absolutely.
And they go over to speak
She
with
was
them.
very happy to be recognized for doing
Oh.
it.
Yeah, great.
For me. Thank you for these updates. It was
Yeah.
really good, and I like them. And obviously,
Right.
comparing to past years, because I had tried to like put something together myself with that, and it was.
That's how I found out that we didn't have the information we needed when I tried to do it. And it looks good until you get into the pieces of it. Then if there's a lot missing, then I have no way to get to
And so especially as
it.
me, I'm new to this, so I feel like I don't know as much. So I'm like, all right, you tell me this number, but I don't really know what it means until you're able to give me that comparison.
It's also why I think you want to play
Awesome.
with some of
Thank
this
you.
manually because it helps you better
Oh,
understand it.
there's a ton of value to that. And we're pretty close on the audit too. So I did receive our financial statements electronically today. Those are going to print. So those will be out shortly.
That's a huge ordeal. Oh, then it's a great, huge finish. Thank you. Is that earlier than previous years or
No, it's,
track?
I
We're
mean, it's
late,
pretty late.
okay.
We've had to do a lot of extensions with the state. But this next one, we got an extension through the end of the month. So you can request it 30 days at a time. So it's good timing. Glad it's done. I am talking to our auditor about how do we move some of the work up in the process. There's a lot of adjusting journal entries that he provides that I'd like to move into our organization. So we're doing it throughout the year. Plus, it'll give us an earlier view into the financials and see how we're doing, rather than waiting until the audit's
So
completed.
it's
So.
basically having him do a lot of work that we should do ourselves, is what you're saying, because it gives us more insight, more control during the process, as opposed to it's all done and then he's trying to put it together.
Exactly.
I said she's doing a lot. And it's like, don't, let's
Sure.
just, what are the
There, I
priorities?
am excited. This is going to be great.
Next is Board of Ed. Hold on.
Yeah, so thank you. As of April 30th, expended 71% of the budget, which is on track from what we were last year at this time. We're cautiously optimistic that we'll come under for this year. And that includes the BOE committed already $75,000 towards the FY27 budget. We are working right now through some unexpected special ed costs. That are still kind of up in the air and unknown, but as they're coming in, it's kind of changing the landscape of the end of the year for us. But again, some meetings still have to happen, and that's yet to be determined what that is going to exactly look like. But it will probably have some impact on us at the end of the year. We've had some salary and benefit savings from vacancies. And another expense is the food service subsidy. We're projected at $120,000 loss. So we're going to have to find a way to make that up, to make the program whole. We're working with Whitson's this year. They're new to us. And the hope is that they're going to help us mitigate those losses, which really comes down to us being able to sell more lunches. and increase the number of students that buy school lunch, which has happened this year. It's moving in the right direction. The kids are reporting that the food options are better. The high school kids report to me that it's way better than last year, but they want bigger portions. So at least we're on track there. And then there's hope.
Sorry, just a question on the food service program. Are we receiving less funds from federal and state for that program?
No, not necessarily. We get reimbursement for students that are received free or reduced.
Okay.
And then we get revenue from other students who buy.
Okay. So yeah. It's primarily but driven by the purchasing volume. Okay.
Yeah. One thing that hopefully is going to work in our favor, not right now, but for next year, is it's on the governor's desk, I believe, to sign off on universal free breakfast for all students mm-hmm. next year. So if we can get more students to get the breakfast, we get reimbursed, and that should hopefully potentially give us a little revenue stream mm-hmm. next year that we don't have this year. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So right now we're working with the two building principals on like morning arrival. Do we need to shift the morning arrival process so kids have easier access to the breakfast? For example, at the center school, the kids come in different entrances. Right now, the breakfast is only set up near one. And so we're working to see with Whitson's if we potentially get two or three different breakfast kiosks set up. So the kids come in, it's right there for them, and then they can branch out and go to the class.
Does this have any impact on starting times for school or bus arrive, bus route changes?
I certainly hope not.
So they don't just go, they grab whatever breakfast and go to their classroom?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, high school is a little different. They can sit at the tables. They have a little more time, depending on when they get to school.
Yeah, that's what my question was, because I was thinking if they come in and then they have some time set aside to eat breakfast, and you usually didn't have them have that time, then I was thinking mm-hmm. that's going to push the school bus routes or
study halls in grade school.
Well, we do right now, and kids do it right now. We're just hoping it's going to be more kids doing it.
Okay.
So I don't anticipate having to change start times. Right.
That's fine.
If anything, we need to maybe change our morning routine a little bit once kids get in. But the goal is to not have to change school times or bus times.
Hold a nutritional class in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that positive change for next year. You can see on the next page, the Board of Ed transfers that were all approved on May 14th. No transfers over $10,000. One of the higher transfers was to cover the cost of, it's a good thing, to cover the cost of like championship banners. Those things are extremely expensive to get put together. And our cross country kids keep running faster and faster every year. We'll keep buying new banners, gladly buy new banners. Any other questions for Board of Ed side?
No.
There's nothing on there other than that special education system situation that jumps out as needing any attention.
Correct. And I don't know, do we call out the revenue that we received from the state in this meeting, or was that covered in other meetings?
We can call it out again.
Okay. We received slightly over $107,000, I think 238. That went to the Board of Ed that was applied as revenue, right, for this year lower the mill rate for this upcoming fiscal year.
And packet, we have this all provided FY25 as well for reference.
So just for... do you prefer to? I asked her. She said she typically does it. I don't remember having conversations about the previous year in my experience thus far. So I said to her, I've asked this group, do you want her to continue providing this year and the previous years or not? If you want it, she's more than happy to do it. But if not, then I'm happy to save the paper and save her time and not have her pull it together. You find it useful? Great. You don't find it useful, And you don't have to tell me now if that's something you want to think about.
I think it's completely necessary unless something like stands out, and then you could even just make a note of that last year or something, whatever.
But I think it's interesting if we're looking at the comparison on the two sides, like just now looking through this and the last year's April, I wasn't part of the Board of Ed then, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, whoa, there were a lot of transfers in April of 2025.
I think it's useful to see there. It doesn't necessarily indicate a trend, but it does show differences that get us to ask questions that help you understand the process.
Oh, you know how to keep it in the packet.
Instead of more information than we're wondering.
And we can revisit it again. And again, as I mentioned earlier, all this stuff is they're great questions. Let's keep that kind of question going. And if we need to change stuff, we can do it. Because it's obvious that we've had trouble with the way that we were presented information in the past. So if we can do it better, let's see what we can come up with.
See, again, I think these transfers, I think you could have a cutoff point on dollars. This was probably the $11 in there.
Yeah. Right. I think there was one we approved a couple months ago that was like 6 cents. Remember that?
Yeah.
Great.
The dollar limit there somewhere.
Yeah.
That he desires.
Or do the same thing, or make sure you coordinate with Stephanie about, having a summary that's similar, because it would help if we had the information presented in a similar way for Board of Ed as well as for Board of Selectmen, where it makes sense.
Yeah.
To do so, even, we might need to make changes to how the selectmen's information is presented as well as how the schools is.
Yeah, we get that with the monthly overall. We can see this year compared to last year on all the percentages, and I just found that was useful. But this was the first time I didn't have the transfer of.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for the superintendent of schools? If not, then we can go on to the expense report list, suspense rather, which is from our tax collector. So the expense list is basically uncollectible taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially we're approving these, and they're effectively written off as sources of potential revenue. So basically the summary of all those sheets of data is there's three personal property accounts totaling $2,148.77 and 74 motor vehicle and supplemental motor vehicle accounts that total $12,763.59. Does anybody have any questions?
I'm just wondering what makes something uncollectible according to this. Like, I see other reasons.
Right.
I don't know.
Is it a period of time? Is it after a period of time?
It just turns into something.
You can write it off as we're not getting this. Well, the people might move and never not pay their taxes.
Yeah, I was thinking, is it something like they submitted a letter and saying, I don't have that vehicle anymore? Like, because,
right.
For example, the bill goes out and the DMV says, if you don't have this anymore, contact your tax collector and let them know. Is like that an example of it?
Some of it is that, and then some of it is also we have collection. I think we engage a collection agency, don't we, that goes after delinquent accounts. They take their cut of it. We get the rest. And then there's some that they just keep calling. They don't get an answer from. They move out of town. Then it gets to the point where, is it worth paying to continue to try to get them? And for a certain amount, you don't want to take. And the amounts that are here, do you want to take them to court for $2,148?
Yeah,
it's going to cost you more.
2013, 2014, you can see the dates that they were found to.
Yeah, these are 10 years
old. Oh, yeah.
They're old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like we don't try. It's a lot of years. Doesn't make sense.
The personal properties on the last page, you can see there is a reason they're unable to locate or out of business.
And even some of these, if you decide you wanted to take them to small claims court, there's no enforcement for making somebody pay once they've won, once you've wanted small claims. So,
the question is, what happens if they come and want to register another group?
Then they got to pay up if they want to register. Right.
So, do we have to make a motion for this thing?
Yes, we have. Because if you come back and you try to register another vehicle, by the way, if you read the
things are not actively being collected, they don't.
If you read Lori's note, they're kept on the books.
Okay.
We never forget.
1949.
Right. You didn't pay your $5 property tax.
So
dust it off. It's in there somewhere.
I will entertain a motion to approve the suspense list as presented by Lori Bushnell, our tax collector, and this is for the year fiscal year 2025 to 2026, and the amount of 3 personal property accounts for $2,148.77, and for 74 motor vehicle and supplemental motor vehicle accounts totaling $12,763.59. So do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So motion made by Tyler Egner, seconded by Melissa Wieland. Any further discussion?
Nope.
And hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I abstain. So the motion passes, and I'm going to date this for today, which is 21st day of May, and I'm going to sign this. And does this go back to Lori, or who gets it?
It does go to Lori. I can give it to her if you'd like.
I'm going to sign this. It's going to have a slightly torn corner on it, but...
Or is it
the original? There you go. It's on the back side.
Got it.
Okay, next on the agenda is other. So then if we have anything else that falls under other, then we can move on to ongoing business, which is communication.
We're uncommunicated out.
I just think we need to show in the upcoming meetings that we have a special meeting June 3rd at 5:30 p.m. That's not one because this agenda was made before we determined that meeting last time.
So we just have to add that in.
Thank you.
So nothing under communication. Then
5:30 or...
5:30.
Okay,
so we've moved on to budget calendar. So the other thing I would like to add as far as budget calendar is that since we have another special meeting scheduled for, was it June 3rd?
Yeah.
And it would probably be good if to have another coffee and conversation the following week, like we did for this meeting, just to, meet with the public to celebrate either it passes or get further input from them for why they're unhappy with it.
I was thinking about that, and I'm not sure, like, I've heard people talking about, the coffee and conversations coming up, the coffee and conversations. But in the back of my head, I'm saying, we just set the new budget number last night. And so you're gonna have the coffee and conversation
next week.
And then the following week they're voting on the budget that we determined.
Yes. Yeah,
that we set that number last night. So I wish the people would come more to the public comments of this and inform us better to help set that number instead of in the in-between once the number is set. Sometimes that's, I feel the timing, the order of it's awkward. I hope it's
in other words, next coffee and conversation is not going to inform.
It's not going to inform the new referendum, not that we already set. Yeah.
It may inform the new referendum because it's
it would
in
inform
between.
the third, it won't inform the second.
Yeah, well, it'll help them understand what we did. It will inform their vote.
Oh, that would make sense.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't. It'll inform their vote and will also give us information that we may use if it does not pass.
Okay.
You were referring to if we had coffee and conversation before last night's conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But by the same token, they're all up in arms online, but none of them showed up at our meeting. So I'm going to repeat
the same three or four people.
No, I'm going to just repeat my PSA. You know, the PSA announced that I did the last at, you know, last night, which is I really want everybody to come out and vote. And I don't care whether you vote yes. I don't care whether you vote no. I want you to be informed in what your voting is. And I will say to the folks who do not come out to vote, if you are happy with the budget and you don't come out to vote, you're effectively voting no. And if you're unhappy with the budget and you don't come out to vote, you're effectively voting yes, because you're not voting what's in your heart and what you want to have happen with the budget. So I would just encourage all of you to get out of the chat room and get into the voting booth. And, you know, and the others who are not in the chat room but are being apathetic about this, every vote does really count, because all it takes is one more vote yes than no in order to pass the budget. So this is a case where your vote truly does count, and that one vote does make a difference. So I do want to just say that, and it's really just very important because it helps us understand better when it's not just the same. Say 400 people voting yes and 400 people voting no that usually come out to do these. It's much more information for us if all 3,800 registered voters came out and voted. We would have a much better idea of what the town truly feels, regardless of, you know, regardless of what the outcome is. And I don't know how else to say that to anybody, but that's the most important thing.
So the coffee and conversation isn't necessarily only about the referendum and the budget. The odds are it'll probably swing that way, but
yeah,
you know, I'm sure they're going to want to know other things about other things. So it's not necessarily the whole topic.
Yeah. So I think
we set a date for that coffee and conversation
next Tuesday.
There's one May 26th, but Ross said, let's
do it June
6th. Same suggesting one in June.
So June 3rd is the Wednesday. I think you said the following week.
It would be good to do it the following week if we could. So then we should get to reach some people before they vote.
So I think, isn't that graduation?
Like graduation is that next Tuesday.
Yeah, is the 9th.
So let's look. Let me pull up the calendar here.
11th.
The 11th, we have a board event meeting.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are those held here, the coffee and conversation?
Yeah, they've all been held here, except one we did at the senior center during the day.
Any difference in turnout between them?
We that was the best turnout we've had.
The senior center.
Yeah,
we shifted that.
In partnering.
Yeah,
and that was a morning.
10 o'clock, I think it was. Yeah.
So you want to do it again at the senior center? Because the next one's here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if we want to do the one in June, the other one in June. So it looks like we're talking the week of what, the 8th?
Mm-hmm. School's still in session, so I'm not available.
Did you want to do it in the morning again that we did last time?
That seemed to get a good draw. I'm up to suggestions.
Not
good. Can I go get the schedule book?
No. It's one of these things, I think, that it's a value to communicate, and we can also see what other ways we need to going forward.
So I need to leave.
You need to leave?
Yeah. Is that okay? Does that work?
Yeah, we still have a quorum.
Okay.
I'll just make a note that Melissa Wheeland is leaving at 8:19, if Mary could note that.
Should have left 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Here with we'd have to get to senior center, but that's it in the AM. You wanted to try? I'm not suggesting anything. I just said that's what we did last time. I'm indifferent.
I think that tends to be what seniors are at the senior center.
That's when people who don't work during the daytime are more likely to come.
Because it wasn't only seniors that came.
No.
What's that?
I said, is it open to everyone? It just happens to be held at the
school. That's what, the same thing as the one here is open to everybody. Yeah. It's being held here.
The there were a handful of people last time that were not seniors. Yeah.
You get people who, for whatever reason,
I'd like to think I was one of them, but
I thought he was careful about what he said.
So let's see what we can do for that the week of the 8th.
I can do, I mean, the 9th is not a good day. That's graduation day, but the next day.
So the 10th or 11th.
11th, we have a board event meeting. Well,
if we do it during the day, I can do the 11th, yeah.
So let's do it during the day. It's a good mix-up anyway, because if we do the Board of Selectmen in the evening, we do another one for folks who are available during the day.
Sure.
And we should do one at the school in the future, too, no, at some point. Because I know we've talked about doing that.
Great.
That's pretty wide open.
Yeah. Let me go look myself.
It would be nice to get people in that building.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, because we've been hosting them here in other facilities. We should do something, you know, whether it's Bolton Center School or Bolton High School.
I'd be happy to have it at the Bolton High School Commons and let people see how awesome that place is. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Maybe even
they liked it for the voters.
Sure. Yeah. I can connect with them in the morning.
Definitely do that.
About from our trunk or treat being so popular that not doing tours during that was kind of a missed opportunity.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because you have a lot of kids coming around.
Right?
And they're younger kids who don't really come to the high school for most.
Just getting back to the 9th or the 10th, or we were looking at the 10th or the 11th. I have an appointment that I need to go to at 11:30 on that day. So it would be better if we did the morning on the 11th as opposed to the 10th.
Yeah, I think that works.
Assuming that the senior center is available.
This isn't the senior book.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I'll connect with
the best bud growing up was June 11th.
Oh, fun.
That was cool.
All right, so we'll try to do another coffee and conversation then at the senior center. Approximately what time on the 11th are we talking?
10.
All right.
10:30, whatever.
10 or 10:30, whatever. See when they're available.
Okay.
And we'll take it from there.
Cool, yeah.
So anything else on the budget calendar? Then let's new business. I think we have were transfers.
We have
no transfers. Then I guess it's that time for that motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
So motion made by Ben Davies, seconded by Tyler Egner to adjourn. All those in say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, we're out of here.
Just held it for the last 4 minutes.
8:23. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.